The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Malcolm, go!
Welcome to Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing a foe. A knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know. The one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose. JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat, Gat tucked and lean. I split your spleen. As a matter of fact, I split your team. No blood on the sneaks. Gotta keep it so my kicks is clean. I get the cream. Cops see me flick my beams. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and a histamines. Oink, oink, pig, pig, do away with the pork. Only silverware needs a steak knife and a fork. Did you forget your fucking manners? I'm Bruce with banners. Ludacris, Johnny Rockets when I shoot the cannon. The woolly mammoth, saber-tooth, bitch, bite your tongue. I won't stop until I'm rich as them whites will come. I'm pull up in the Black Lotus, your flat.
All right, that's a fucking hard out right there. I made a mistake-a-roo. My computer is fucking as old as they come, and they just decided to die. Like, literally, that music just died hard right
there. A lot of people forget how hard Tony was in 2003.
That music is peak Tony in senior high school right there. Not a lot of people respect Jermaine Dupri because they shouldn't. He's a terrible rapper, but he did have that one good song.
Tony had hair.
Back, I don't need that. I don't need that kind of conversation from you down in Arkansas.
Boys are having fun.
Boys are already hot.
Good week.
Boys had a great week. Let the boys play.
Motherfucker face. Run through a motherfucker face. Run through a motherfucker face.
That's what we do in New England now. We run through a...
Run through a motherfucker face.
That's Ramondre Stevenson. Anyway, I got a little... You feel you're static? You're a little static.
Maybe a little static, sure. I don't know.
Fuck it. Deal with the static, number one. You're going to deal with that. You're going to also deal with the fact that I've got a minor cold.
And our inbox is full of people complaining about the sound.
Yeah, people were not happy with Kenneth's sound or Tyler's sound when he's remote. Nobody likes it at all.
We hear about it a lot.
We've been hearing about it. I've been fielding emails left and right, phone calls from serious listeners. And so we got KP on the AirPods now.
I'm back.
Yeah, he's back. He's back. You've got sound now. My little Huckleberry down in South Carolina. Doing some good stuff, excited about a big win against Cleveland. I think we all predicted a win. I don't know who predicted a blowout. Was it you?
What do you mean? Who predicted a blowout? I predict a blowout every week, and I've been right a lot.
You've been right pretty hot. You've been pretty hot.
I'm hot, boys.
Wait, do you hear this when you
hear? Did we make predictions last week, or did we get cut off?
No, you got cut off because we switched it up. Maybe that's why we got static, because we went from Google Meet to Hangouts Video, because Hangouts Video is free and we have no money, so we do everything for free. So
this podcast is
the poverty pod. We were rightly called out by the White Knight of the Spike King.
You want to hear something? I have a group chat with a couple of the fellas.
Ooh, and I love a fellas group chat.
Yeah, someone sends in the group chat a Spike King tweet. I was
it can't happen.
No, it's starting to happen too. I don't know why he's getting like traction.
Because he was on the fucking Do Your Pod. He must have paid Jerry Thornton to let him on the pod.
Yeah,
did
maybe.
You listen to any of it?
Of course I didn't.
All he says is the fans just need to be more into it. They need to be more into it.
Well, then he doesn't understand because the fans this year have been more electric. And I said it on Twitter this week. And actually, it was liked by Jerry Thornton, and it was liked by him. The fans have been so electric this year, you would think it was 2001 all over again. Like, everyone stands on defense. There is physicality in the fucking stands. People are bumping each other.
Bumping and shaking.
Bumping each other, roughing each other up. Nobody sits when everybody, you know, when there's people behind me, you know, that they yap a lot. There's a lot of yapping from the so what happens in 204, right, is we like to stand in 204. We stand on D especially, but I stand throughout. And I always stand in the aisle to be respectful. But Vince is a stander throughout, and Vince is in, and he sat in front of a little late. And there's usually two seats behind us that are random people. And it's always like a boyfriend-girlfriend duo. And every single time, Vince is getting heckled to sit down, and he has to turn around and be like, we stand in 204. We stand in 204.
Vince gets rowdy.
He does. Well, we get after it before the game, and Vince does get a little after it, too. And he's got no sleep on him. He's where he works. He works 16-hour days and gets about an hour and a half of sleep a night. And then, you know, on game days, he comes sometimes right from work, and we'll be down there till 6, and he's got to be on at like 9 p.m. So he doesn't even. I don't let him sleep in the car ride home. It's illegal. It's an illegal move by anybody. If you're driving with me, you're staying awake, and we're talking usually about music. And my brother's heckling me about the Killers versus Green Day, which I'd like to get you guys to fucking chime in on. Actually, first question here on the pod, on the Poverty Pod. Who do you take all time? I mean, it doesn't even have to be all time, but who do you take, the Killers or Green Day?
My gut tells me.
I'm gonna sit this one out. If this is like
not Alan Jackson versus fucking Alan Jackson versus Kenny Chesney.
I mean, my gut says Green Day.
You don't know what songs they sing?
I know who Green Day is. I don't. The other one, I'm out.
No, you know the Killers.
You know the Killers. It's like they played at every college stadium now. It's you know, Mr. Brightside, all that shit.
Oh, okay. I mean, it seemed like a one-hit wonder.
Not a one-hit wonder by any means. I'm big Killers guy. You're gonna go Green Day, but this doesn't. Apparently, I didn't bring it up to the right squad here. I'm gonna leave it up to the people out in the Malcolm Go universe to decide. I might put a poll up.
Our Australian listeners will have a hot
Canadians.
Yeah, and if we have any new black listeners this week, they're going to be like, I knew this is what white people talked about all day. Like, this is it.
They're just talking about this and mortgages, two couches.
Shitty, two average early 2000s bands. Yeah. That's who they're talking about.
Vacuums.
All the time. Yeah.
What do white people say? Vacuums. Young Dolph got killed today, by the way. That's what.
At a cookie shop in Memphis.
Rest in peace. I don't know. I don't know a lick of the fella's music.
I didn't know.
What do you mean? Get paid. Get paid, young.
It's not. I listen to talk radio. I only the reason I knew him is because it was in a video Deion Sanders posted like a few months ago, and I was thinking to myself, why do people still call themselves Young and Lil? Like, I feel like that's gone and been passed.
I mean, I felt the same way when Nipsey Hussle died, and then I was like, I found out about him after he died, and I was like, oh, this guy's fantastic.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
He has some great tunes.
I don't like underground rap. I don't like your underground rap. If you were good, you'd be up fucking on the radio all the time. But that's how I see it.
They're not really underground.
I just listen to the Malcolm Go Pod.
I am old.
But like, everybody knows who these guys are. We just don't know. You just don't know anyone new.
I don't know if it's like I think maybe it's the Eminem influence, but like the last rapper I liked was Post Malone. Is he even a rapper? I don't even know if he's a rapper. I saw him do like during COVID, he did a live Nevermind cover, just did like the whole album in a dress with Travis Barker. It was like sponsored by Pepsi. It was the least hip hop thing I've ever seen.
This could lead me to a Patriots question. What do you think is on Max?
I thought this was
Max,
a Post Malone pod.
No,
Max pregame playlist. Like, what's a Mac list?
Matt. Oh,
he's like a.
Have you seen Mac Jones's like little kid photos of him club sweaters and the tennis racket? He's listening to like Hall & Oates.
I think he might be like a.
You make my dreams come true. Like that. That's banging.
He was also in the Alabama locker room for multiple years.
That doesn't mean anything. He did have a dope ass handshake with Damian Harris today, though. So you never know. Might have young Dolph on the iPod.
He has a lot of like.
Tons
like
of young Dolph.
If he wasn't like the quarterback of Alabama, like we didn't know that, and you just like he has a lot of like angry virgin music vibes.
Yeah. Like fucking early Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Like
yeah, just the, like
rock show. No, not rock show. What's it called? Not rock show. That was Blink 182. I'm thinking of Dope Show. We're all stars now in the Dope Show. Before he was sexually molesting everyone, but everyone knew he was sexually molesting everyone the whole time Marilyn Manson was around, and everyone was like, "No, he's great." And like there was like, you know, it never turned out more true than everyone. Like the crazy like Republican governors or like shit like that that were like going after music, and they'd be like, like Marilyn Manson in the 90s would dress up in like a transgender suit with no penis but tits, and he'd sing the Dope Show, and they'd be like, "This music's bad for kids. The guy's a mental patient." And everyone would be like, "Ah, come on, it's just music." And then fucking turns out later he's just fucking raping everybody. He's not raping, sexual assaulting. Is he a raper? Huh?
I didn't know this.
He was sexual assaulting like multiple girlfriends.
This? Did you guys see?
Accused, I should say.
I'm going to blow right past that whole thing.
Okay.
And did you see that girl at the metal show this weekend that pissed in that guy's mouth on stage?
Yeah, I respect that.
What? I don't. I don't.
That was Kenneth Paul, his KP, when he walked up. When KP went up to get his mouth pissed in, he went.
I just wish they would.
That was KP. Couldn't wait to run up there. That was the sound on the sound on his back.
Wasn't so vulgar where she was just like, "And now!"
They were a big brass Rage Against the Machine cover band.
Like, yeah, they're like a metal band.
Yeah, but they play big brass instruments, like fucking tubas and shit.
Yeah,
and they were playing like Rage Against the Machine covers.
I feel like, we should know a little bit about it. Was it at a NASCAR event?
I don't know anything about NASCAR, but that sounds awesome.
I would not be shocked.
Because I think NASCAR was like, "We're never going to work with her again." I'm like, why were you in the first? Like, what are you talking about?
I would think that you would promote her after that, yeah. After such an event. She gave the man a drink. He was thirsty in the stadium.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, that stuff doesn't bother me. Like, why should it bother me? Travis Scott had 10 people die, including 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
This guy just got pissed on in the face.
Creeps me out a lot more is like getting stabbed with a needle in like in
a
random
or
concert.
Having a nine-year-old stomped to death.
Yeah,
which is worse.
But yeah, just some guy getting peed on is like. Is, I mean, it's, it
why
was.
Why is
just
a
weird.
9-year-old going to Travis Scott though? That's
it's like a festival,
issue.
Right? I mean, it's not just him. I don't know what the hell else goes on. It looked like there was a Ferris wheel.
It's not a festival a 9-year-old goes to. I'm sure.
Probably what is not he singing? I honestly don't know any of his songs either.
Travis Scott sings one song that I know. What's his most famous song?
Probably Astroworld, right? Is that
the name of the album?
You know what song?
Here we go with the white people talk again. We know nothing. Travis Scott now? What's he sing along? What's his biggest hip hop song?
I was in the gym and that dumbass Meek Mill that dreamed.
Whoa! Now I do like Meek Mill.
I was gonna say I thought we liked Meek Mill.
Meek Mill's a patriot.
But you remember
he's patriot to
Jason. Eagles. That stupid song, Dreams and Nightmares.
Yeah, that song's fire, too.
It's the sick song, but the Eagles, that ruined it for me.
Eagles, I mean, he's from Philadelphia, so, I mean, they can rep it.
Yeah, but then he, like, banged Robert Kraft, and now he's, like, a pastor.
They're best friends. He gave him a fucking necklace.
Yeah.
They hang out. They sit Shiva together when their boys are got.
Kraft loves trying
that
to get
that was a good joke,
cred.
By the way. You guys don't even...
That was good. Shiva.
You sit Shiva when the guys get got. That's when and that's wire speak for a guy gets murdered.
Yeah.
So when Robert Kraft's boy gets got, they sit Shiva because he's Jewish.
When Robert Kraft's boys get got, it's probably COVID in the nursing home.
I was talking today about how what a championship move it was to just go get a hand job in Tampa or where the fuck he was. And like Jupiter, Florida, where the fuck he was, and then just go to the AFC Championship game and win. I was like, that's what an AFC Championship winning owner should be doing. There shouldn't have been any penalty for that. They should have been rewarded. The Patriots themselves should have been rewarded.
Wait, who are they playing?
They were playing the Chiefs. Remember
the Chiefs? Yeah, when that
before
had
the Chiefs. He was in Florida at his house. Pulled up to a strip mall, got a handy, and then left. Paid his tab, his fee, and then went to Kansas City.
I bet he didn't even finish it, but it was an edging situation, so he had more
testosterone. Oh, that's a great call. It wasn't an edging situation. He went on his belly, and they milked him like udders. They milked him, and then he went up until the finish line, and then they backed him off. They gave him a Diet Coke. He paid his fee, and he went on his private Patriots plane to Kansas City and watched the Patriots win, and that's where he finished, right there. I would have finished personally at when the Tom Brady Gronkowski video came out that night.
Yeah.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't go nowhere. Yeah,
but then they remade that after the season.
Yes, that was hack.
That was out.
But he's playing all the hits down there. You know what I mean?
He's playing all the hits.
He's like on his fucking Elton John like revival tour. You know what I mean? Like he's like they. I remember they were saying about his. They didn't record it, but they were talking about his pregame speech at the Super Bowl, and he was like hitting all the points he hit on the Patriots previous like Super Bowl ones, and you know things that I have heard because they recorded like the Seahawks one and they recorded the Atlanta one, stuff like that. And
it's about respect.
Yeah, exactly. All that shit. It's even on the podcast. It's about respect. It's about honor. You know,
I think that's the beginning
of our podcast, and they were talking about. He's like, "Oh yeah, you know," he was talking about honor, respect, and you know, everyone's going to honor you after this. And I was like, "Oh, he's playing the hits down there. He's fucking," and these guys are all falling for it. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it's working for the guy. You know what I mean?
All right, so your burner account asked a question: do you take Tom Brady back, or do you want Mac Jones right now?
No, and I hate that I just said that in my body and my soul. Because I don't know if Tom Brady can win the Super Bowl with this team, but I know Mac is going to in the next few years.
Whoa, Tony! Who are you?
But what if it was just for this year?
What's the point?
Well, just for this year. Like, next year, Tom Brady can have Mac back.
Oh, if we can get Mac back next year and he sits the end of the season?
Yeah, just,
Tom makes a run?
Who would you want to make the rest of this run?
For this year? See, I don't know.
If
Edelman was still
bias
on the team, I'd say Tom.
Okay,
But now with the two tight ends, I don't know, because now they're fire again.
No, you would take Tom.
Yeah, I would always take
Strictly
Tom.
Strictly because he gets to call all the plays at the line. So, yeah, like,
he knows everything.
Yeah, he just knows everything.
Yeah.
But a happy version. Not him at the end.
I read they're knocking that around, that idea. Because then Pop, I listened to the whole podcast with
Pop. What did you say?
They're like knocking the tires on what Edelman will do. They're like,
Who's knocking the tires?
Spike King said so. But
Spike King says it's the falsest.
That Edelman might come back?
I did see something about that today.
That Edelman might come back?
When those random Twitter accounts tweet shit like that, it usually like means something. But when he was on Poppy's podcast, he like hinted that like maybe a half season.
He's not coming back to New England, I'll tell you that.
He's not going to go anywhere else.
But why? Like, if this team was a Julian Edelman, a broken down Julian Edelman.
When he had like 180 yards in week four?
I'm not saying he's dead. I'm just saying, like, I mean, is Julian Edelman going to put this team over the top? Is it a wide receiver away?
Yeah, it's like if we could get James White back.
I don't know. Brandon Bolden playing pretty GD good.
All right.
In his replacement.
Yeah, but he's like an extra. He's just like a third down piece. He's strictly third down.
Mondre is playing very, very good.
We need Jonnu to start playing.
Jonnu is a problem.
He doesn't stink. He just needs to get going. And they need. It's very similar to what they did with Harriet. They just don't call the right plays for him. I feel like they sign him and then they don't know what to do with him all of a sudden.
I don't even. Yeah, maybe. But I also think, like, people keep saying that. I hear that all the time. They're like, oh, McDaniels is holding Mac back. McDaniels is holding Mac back. It's like, nobody knows the play that was called. Like, the play could have been a deep post, and Mac just in his head is like, fuck, I don't want to throw that. Like, yeah. I'm nervous. I'm just going to throw it down to the tight end.
This guy. Yeah, exactly. Throw it to Bolden over
just
here.
Just because he throws the ball, that doesn't mean that was the play that was called. And I've been hearing that constantly, and it's like,
now,
these fucking radio guys are it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, they were mad for, like, the first 3 weeks when he wouldn't throw it down the field, and then now he's firing down. He's throwing fucking BBs to fucking Kendrick Bourne at the goal line in between safeties.
That catch and throw was top notch.
Orgasmic, Brady-esque. I mean, on a line, 35 yards, rocket. Kendrick Bourne, who's fast becoming one of my favorite Patriots of all time. I mean, the energy he brings. He's all over. I mean, he's a picture-perfect Patriots chess piece. Runs the ball, catches the ball, plays inside, plays outside. You know, he'll run out of the backfield. Fucking who knows? He does everything. I love him. He's like a young Deion Branch, I want to say.
He's very fat. He is very, very athletic and very, very fast.
Yeah. He's not, you know, he doesn't have the... He's not quick like where Deion Branch was quick or Edelman was quick, but he's got speed. He can run routes.
And Hunter Henry. And then you've got the hog.
I'll tell you what. I didn't see Hunter Henry being better than Jonnu. And he's... far better. He plays his position to a T.
No, he's perfect.
He's a perfect Y tight end.
He can block. He can run. Like he does everything.
He had two TDs last week.
Here you go. Speaking of blocking, go ahead, Tony.
You want me to bring it up? I'm going to bring it up. And now everyone, the Malcolm Go podcast, which has been pumping this man up for all season. I told you that Bill Belichick drafted the greatest blocking wide receiver in the NFL in the first round because he wanted to be a fucking smash mouth football team. And N'Keal Harry put Myles Garrett, the best defensive end in the NFL, on his ass. On his ass. Blocked him twice. Once on a sweep for a touchdown and once on some other drive. And he put him on his ass. I said, that was N'Keal Harry just put Myles Garrett on his ass. 1v1. Say something, KP. Say it.
I mean, it was a blindside block.
It wasn't a blindside block. It was a crackback block, or whatever the hell they call him when the wide receiver cracks down.
This is on a week where we're talking about blocking, and Trent Brown comes back and looks like one of the best guys on the team instantly.
I know. Doesn't even wear his socks up.
And we're going to talk about Harry.
No, N'Keal Harry. So, we always take it with a grain of salt, the PFF rankings, right? And then they came out this week. Number one offensive blocker on the Patriots was Trent Brown at like 95. Number two, who was it?
I don't.
It was N'Keal Harry. I swear to God. They did the rankings of the blocking on the team. Trent Brown was one. N'Keal Harry was two. Accept it.
I hate a window not playing.
I know, but...
I can't stand
Yeah, but he did play.
Yeah, but he's like a rotational sixth man off the bench now. I don't know. Because Karras is playing really tough. There's no way to put him. Trent Brown is great at right tackle, and he's making $8 million. You're not going to sit him on the bench. On when who can come in when they want to smash it down somebody's throat, you put him in a tight end and just obliterate teams.
Trent Brown also weighs 500 pounds. Like, it's good to give him a breather.
Yeah, exactly.
It's huge. He can't
The man's definitely got diabetes.
It's like there's no way that man gets the right amount of oxygen being that large. Like, he is a giant.
He was telling a story on today or yesterday about
how he
almost got killed by the Raiders.
Yeah, I never knew that.
I didn't either. I think that just came up. Like, maybe that's why he's mad at them. The Raiders are such a clusterfuck. They were giving him an IV. How the fuck do you do that? Like, you're giving a guy an IV and you put a fucking air bubble into his body?
I mean, the Chargers almost killed Tyrod Taylor.
That seems like it's easy to do. To almost put air. Like, I don't even, sometimes when I'm I have to give little babies food. You have to put them in the syringe, and you suck the medicine out of the not food, medicine. When you suck medicine into the syringe, and I'm like, oh, there's a little air bubble. I was like, wow, I could just probably kill someone. I'd be a terrible nurse because I was like, I just fuck it, and then shoot it down their throat. You know, I feel like an air bubble gets into needles often, and then you have to shoot it into the IV. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I didn't know this was a thing either.
Well, I know that if an air bubble gets in your bloodstream, it goes to your heart and basically you die. I don't know how, but you should ask your girlfriend because she's a nurse, right? That's probably day one nurse school.
Makes me not want to give blood.
No, absolutely not. Why would I need it? I'm using it. I don't know why people want my blood anyway.
It scares me.
It's HIV positive.
I'm actually out. I'm out on when players get mad at the team. You're usually like, oh, that player, what's wrong with him? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, the team is actually probably sucks. We're just forcing guys to play when they're hurt, almost killing them.
It's football. You're getting paid $60 million. You fucking get suit up.
Yeah, that's...
That's me. That's suit up. You know how mad I used to get at Gronkowski? Because he'd because it was his dad, because that's what it was. It was the whole brand. You know, he was so dominant when he's on the field. So, they never wanted... It was smart by the family and shit like that. They'd shut him down. His camp, you always hear about the Gronkowski camp shutting him down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, Gronk's got a back issue, and you never know what it was. And then, he'd have an Instagram of him, rolling his wheelchair around a hospital. Be like, I just had back surgery, out for the year, be next season back stronger than ever. And then fucking, they'd lose in the playoffs because they didn't have their best player. And it was just constant. It was always Gronk's camp shutting him down, things he could play through, ankle sprains. That's why I always respect Martellus Bennett. I've never seen a guy with more season-ending injuries in a season. And he Or in games. I'd be like, oh, that's the end of Martellus. And then he'd come back three plays later, taped up.
That's what pot will do for you. It is a medicinal drug.
Yeah.
Martellus really, that was really one of the greatest like seasons of him.
Could you imagine if you had Gronkowski
everybody.
And Bennett, though? I mean, he the whole healthy, season?
From like week four, he couldn't really walk.
Gronkowski?
Like,
Bennett, no.
Yeah.
I know, I remember clear as day, him getting rolled up on and his looking at his ankle get shattered on the field. I was like, that's it. That's a wrap on Marty. He'll never play football again.
Oh, my God. That was so violent. That was
and then
violent.
They fucking wrapped it up, and he was playing again. Like, three plays later, he was in. That's why I listen to him talk shit, because he fucking he walked the walk.
He really did. He can do what he say whatever he
wants. Yeah,
because
he calls people bitches and can't win with bitches, and I'm like, oh, well, he fucking he showed up. What am I going to say? You know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady fucking was on the field. That's why they love each other.
You remember his brother's pads? That was something that always stuck with me. His brother wearing like toddler pads.
Yeah, and he bugged me too. When he was on the Patriots for an hour and a half, the defense was so good. They had to change the defense, and then he just didn't play anymore. Like the linebackers were so good. That was the year when the linebackers were the boogeymen, remember?
Oh, I forgot we had.
So they changed to the 3-4, and there just was no place for fucking.
What's his brother's name?
Michael.
Yeah.
So they traded him to
Michael
Dallas.
Bennett and Martellus. Yeah, he
yeah, Michael
Dallas,
had all
he
all those
Seattle
issues.
For a long time.
Yeah, he was good in Seattle, and then you know I think he got the Eagles for a little while, and then Patriots wanted him for like decades. Tried to trade for him from 10 teams. Luckily, they got him at the end of his career, and then he quit on us instead of fucking early in his career when he would quit
because he didn't like to work hard. Anyway, speaking of working hard, Mac Jones is elite.
Mac Jones.
A single, was there a single game this year where the defense wasn't dominant?
Houston. They weren't.
Houston. They were shit.
But
that was a look.
They
pass
allowed
game.
Two plays. They allowed like the
big
play
bomb
to start
plays,
at the second half. And wasn't there a block punt in that?
I don't remember. We gave up a block punt.
And against the Saints.
And the Saints, back to back weeks they had the Saints blocked a punt, Texans blocked a punt. Yes.
So it's not like the defense really allowed any points that game because they only scored 21, I think, and then they.
I don't remember, but I remember that Davis Mills threw for like 300 yards in that game, and didn't get intercepted. I don't think.
But they don't allow touchdowns.
Yeah, they gave up the long bomb, and like a flea flicker, Joan Williams.
Yeah.
That was a bad play.
And McCourty missed an angle. He took a weird angle, and that was the other.
That was the other big touchdown, right?
So like they really. I mean, they allowed a couple bad plays, but besides that, like the entire year, they've been pretty consistently
dominant. They have. The defense has been really good. I mean, they're shutting down good teams now.
I mean, this was just domination.
The Browns crushed the fucking Bengals last week, who like beat the Ravens by a lot the week before. I mean, who in the AFC is better than the Patriots right now? The Titans, and that's maybe it.
I'll give it to the Titans. The Titans, and then, we'll say.
And Buffalo, maybe.
It's all right. And then you have to throw the Chiefs in there.
I don't think the Chiefs are better than the Patriots right now.
No way.
You've got recency bias. The Chiefs had a good game last week against the Raiders.
Yeah, but
they were shit for like 3 weeks. Yeah, but they had shit games like for 3 weeks. They were shitty.
The last team.
And their defense stinks.
Yeah, the Pats like haven't been like. The Chiefs are fine. They're in games. They're not.
Yeah, I mean, but they're losing to. Who'd they lose to? They lost to the Titans, which is a good team. They lost to the Bills, which is a good team. But at home.
And Baltimore came back on them.
They barely beat the Giants. Barely.
Oh, yeah, their offenses was not in sync.
And who beat them? The Chargers.
Chargers beat them. Who we beat, by the way.
Yeah, so like they lost to decent teams and they have a good record.
Yeah, same as us. We don't have a bad loss. Maybe the Saints, but the Saints are pretty good.
But I think the Chiefs have to be.
I'm not scared. I am not scared of Josh Allen or Ryan Tannehill. Patrick Mahomes maybe a little bit, but the other two, they're not going to do anything against the Patriots.
No, the Patriots defense is so in sync right now. Like they're just communicating on another level. JC Jackson's playing like a number one corner.
JC Jackson, I saw a stat that he's only allowed 8 touchdowns and he has 22 picks
in his career. Yeah. Insane.
That's
ridiculous.
I don't understand. He's just a bully. You know what I mean? He's a big, strong bully cornerback.
Relentless.
Throwback.
Like you never see him like taking plays off or anything.
You know what he's like? He's what you wanted Tabucky Jones to be like. That's fucking before KP was even alive. Syracuse legend Tabucky Jones. You wanted him to be like that, a big, physical, dominating outside cornerback. And that's exactly what he is.
He really is.
You know
awesome.
Who else is playing really good? That's the all of the linebackers are swarming the football.
Swarming.
And I'm enjoying it.
You know who else? So I saw a stat today. The most pressures a interior defensive lineman or defensive lineman, not D end, I think I retweeted it, had since 2006 was Ty Warren with 42 in a season. Christian Barmore, in how many games have we played? 10 has 47. Yeah, he has five more than the most in the last almost 20 years.
That means more than already. Will Fork ever had.
Yeah, no, Will Fork was not that guy, though. Like, Ty Warren was that guy. Seymour was that guy. Vince Wilfork was just, you know, he was a fucking nose tackle stout murderer. And
yeah.
You would take up three blockers. Christian Barmore is wreaking havoc in the middle. He's like an Aaron Donald. He's not fast, as fast.
And he's strong, and he's quick, just, and he's agile. Like, he's like, he's
I know.
Just good.
He's elite. So I've got in my Patriots pro, I told you I was going to retire the jersey life. And uh-oh. I've got a Mac Jones jersey and a Christian Barmore jersey sitting in my cart right now in Patriots Pro Shop. One of them just wishing one of them is going to give me the go ahead so I can just press click to buy.
I don't know how both or Judon has it. I mean, I got the Judon though.
You've got the Judon. I can't.
Judon also bugs me a little bit.
What?
Whoa,
he doesn't
whoa.
Try a lot.
What do you mean he doesn't try? He's just dominating all the time.
I think he's a high motor guy. I think he tries too much, maybe.
Yeah, I think so too. Because he'll make like some big plays and some other plays. Like you could see him, and he's like, "I just don't have a pass rush in me right now."
Like, he's like, "I'm gonna take one off. Yeah, this one's for the men." He's gonna take one off for the men. That's what they say in the union. Fridays for the men.
He looks all world. Like other times, like, well, that was like the best thing I've ever seen. Like he'll just go around a guy.
This is a hot take. This might be a hot take here.
I'm not enjoying listening to this one bit. This is bad take.
Do we not remember the Cowboys game?
Like, I do.
They were on the field a lot, but
everyone got smoked in that game. They gave up 92 plays or something that game.
In the fourth quarter and overtime, he was like, it was like a like Shaq being out of shape, like just leaning on guys. Like,
how many times can you literally pass rush and like get blocked by massive men? That's what that's what happens.
I don't know. I thought every play. I thought that's just what it was.
No.
Like
no.
You could just go. Like,
you can't go. Play. You need just to spell the man. Speaking of which, I want to talk about a little bit about Josh Uche. Preseason hype on him was otherworldly. You know what I mean? The preseason hype on him was him on one side, Judon on the other, dominant. Can't and stop him.
Then he comes out week one and had what?
On fire. What do you have? Two sacks week one.
Yeah.
And then like you never heard from him again. And now he's on IR today. They put him on IR. I don't know if he's been hurt the whole year or what. He's just been situational pass rusher all season.
Well, he missed like week three randomly.
Yeah, randomly with like a back.
Something happened in practice, right? He got hurt in practice. And
yeah, late, like on week
Friday.
Yeah, so like the week, you're right. Week one, he had a big week against the Dolphins. Week two, I don't think you heard from him. And then week three, he got hurt in practice like on Friday, missed the Saints game. And then didn't miss any more games, but didn't do anything. And then today, I think he hurt his ankle last week and just has been put on IR.
I think they seem to be doing it with like a lot of people. I feel like it's a good time to go on IR. Like, get back healthy for like week 12, 13.
I think they held him. They were like, you got to stay. I know you're not 100%, but you got to stay on the team until Winovich can come back. Because they did a flip-flop today.
And when is the bye?
I think they got
week 14.
Yeah, I think they got like three more games.
So Uche will be on the IR and then come back after the bye and then finish.
So
the
I think they got.
I also,
what do they have? They have this week,
Atlanta, Bills, and then
no. This week is it the Bills or is it the Titans first? I think it's this week,
Titans,
then the Titans. This Titans Bills. So tomorrow Titans Bills, almost 100%.
Yeah, it's Titans and Bills. Whatever, same
thing. So Titans is a Sunday at 1:00, elite. And then there's a, and then the Bills
that's
is
gonna be a great game.
Yeah, and then the Bills Monday night on the road, which is a setup loss. They set us up to lose that game.
I kind of actually don't mind.
Yeah, but they always do that. But I'm not scared of them. Are you scared?
Max never played in Buffalo. Tom Brady played in Buffalo. 1,000. He has like the most wins in Buffalo out of any quarterback not named Jim Kelly.
Scuba suit Mac will make his. He will appear.
You know how cold it's gonna be in Buffalo early December.
Good.
Snowing, probably. Max never even seen snow.
I actually kind of like.
I'm a huge fan. Max, I like, not scared of some snow.
I like this streak they have coming up. Because I think they usually have the advantage on a Thursday. On a short week, they usually
I'm not
have
worried
the
about this game.
And then you have extra time to get ready for the Titans, and then even more extra time to play the Bills. So you don't really play many games in a
You got
to
win one of those two. You got to beat one of the Titans, or the Titans or the Bills. And obviously you got to beat Atlanta. But I mean, the fucking Buffalo has to play Tampa. They have to play New Orleans. And there was another tough game, I think. But they got to play Tampa. That could very well be a loss. The Patriots fucking beat the Titans and the Bills at least once, they could realistically win the division. And be, you know, it's not even out of the realm that they could be the one seed if they beat the Titans.
I would come. That's just the only word I've got for what would happen.
I mean, who's playing better than them right now?
Yeah, no I one. Mean, it's still like
the Rams were hot, and then they've lost what, two in a row.
I'll give the Titans. I'll say the Titans are playing very good. They're beating good teams.
And they don't have Derrick Henry or Julio Jones. I mean, their defense is swarming. They're playing very much exactly like the Patriots, though.
Yeah.
And would you take Ryan Tannehill over Mac Jones?
I don't know that I would take any quarterback in the league over Mac.
That's true. You're the most homer of homers. Yeah. You've never even been home.
Do we want
to come to a game? Huh?
I've been to many games. I've been to a few games.
If you come up to Tennessee, come to Tennessee.
Do you guys want
to
talk about Duggar?
I always want to talk about Duggar. I was talking about Duggar before anybody was talking about Duggar.
I hope they do the punt return thing with him this week. I hope that's a thing that happens.
I think he's too big on the Olszewski was back at practice today, so they're going to make him play. Okay, I can't wait till they cut him. I'm wasting a roster spot on a punt returner. It drives me insane.
But no, again, I'll stand by him because he's the only person I've ever met that just will kamikaze into a grown man.
Yeah, but how long is that going to last? That boy's going to be in CTE fucking paradise by age 26.
And that's fine. We'll give him that. He gave us two good years of just kamikaze.
He was the all-pro punt returner last year.
Well, it's the field position difference. Like, in this game, we dominated and we had terrible, like, Myers just lets balls roll and roll and doesn't even catch them.
He doesn't know. Like, I mean, I wouldn't put Duggar back there, though. He's too important to the defense. He's like
the 99-yard drive was it. That was when I was like, all right, well, Mac Jones is the best quarterback.
He had three 90-plus drives in this game. Three. Never happened under Belichick before. They were just toying with the Cleveland Browns.
Weird stats. Like, the Pats have more plays over 20 yards
this
far
year
in the season than they've ever had under Belichick.
Yeah, and that's absurd to even think that they did that more than they did it with
07.
07 or like,
here you go.
You just think 07 of just bombs all day. Oh, that's how I remember it. It was just fucking bombs.
All I think about is just Moss guessing.
Yeah, just
50 yarders.
Literally all game, but it was in like the first 10 games or something, right? So maybe, I don't know. But I feel like that's when it all happened. That can't be right. He was throwing fucking literally 50-yard bombs to Moss all game.
Was also here for like 3 years, so.
Maybe 07, 10, 11 was like one of the best offenses of all time. Brady threw for like 5,500 yards.
I mean, but do you think Brady knows this? Do you think Brady's like kept up with that stat like, fuck, Mac has broken that record? And he's just like,
yeah, definitely.
That's why I think, I mean, Brady's, 100%. I tell you, Brady's fucking, he knows that he watches Mac. That's exactly why he said he's never seen Mac Jones play. He wants to get in his little fucking shots. He's not fucking stupid.
No,
I mean, he likes to make moves like that. I don't think Mac hates him. I think Mac thinks he's probably the greatest quarterback ever. Probably loves him. And Brady's like, fuck this dude. Like, I don't care about him. Why is he taking my spot? He doesn't deserve it.
Did I ever tell you the story about Jordan and Dan Patrick?
No.
Dan Patrick used to interview the Bulls after all their championships. And like Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan, like every time. Like right after the game. Every single time they won a championship.
DP?
And it was his last year, Dan Patrick's interviewing Michael Jordan. He's talking to him. And he's right at the end, he's like, you know, the camera's on. And he's like, oh, he's like, so you're really retiring, huh? He goes, damn. He goes, I wish I got my chance to play against you. And Jordan goes up to him and just bumps him with his chest. He goes, look at you, fucking little bitch. He goes, what the fuck do you think you could do against me? And dead serious and walks out.
Dead
and,
serious.
And Phil Jackson goes, see what I've been dealing with for the past 8 years? He goes, this is it, every day.
The most intense.
And he was 100%
was not joking
serious
at
like,
all.
If Dan Patrick picked up a ball, like he was going to elbow him in the face. Like it was.
He was ready to start throwing fucking hard picks.
That's what these guys are like, though.
Yeah, like, winners. Like that's what he said.
complete about everything all the time. Like, right. And Brady,
see,
to
Jordan is
more
much more upfront about it, and Kobe was like upfront about it. But Tom Brady like pretends like he's like the good old boy from the, like, you know, from the corner. But like when he, you know, but when he's on in between the lines or in football arena, he's like an assassin, murderer, like ninja. Yeah. He like, I think I brought up a few months ago was him like him giving an interview before the Super Bowl. Like him and Nick Foles were sitting there and they were doing the quarterback interview. He's like, "Hey Tom, you've been to a few of these," you know, giggling around the fucking dumb whoever was interviewing him. He's like, "What? You got any advice for the kid, Nick Foles?" He's like, "I'm not giving him advice. Yeah. I'm gonna give him advice to beat me in the Super Bowl. No." Like, and he's like they, but he says it with like a smile and a smirk, like that's a joke, but he's not joking.
But these guys are like Phil Rivers just getting in people's faces, like just barking at him after he completed a pass.
Yeah, like, but like he's like shitty at shit talk. But I think my favorite visual was like is like Mac have, or Tom having like his spinach shake before the game, and Mac just eating steak, spaghetti, and eggs, just like
country boy. That's what he used to get at the country club. He was right before tennis practice. He'd have a nice steak sandwich. He'd have a steak sandwich and Dr. Pepper. Make it. What would you get? Give me a Diablo burger or Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Put it on his dad's tab.
Yeah. Put it on the Underhills. I don't know. Mac Jones is really there. Fucking impressed the shit out of me. I don't know. I'm always hesitant. This is how I am as a Patriots fan. I was like, this can't be real for like 21 years. Of watching Tom Brady, like, he's a 6th-round pick. Like this is all gonna end badly at some point. Like there's no way he's this good forever. And then like you know just every year after year, it's like he's just gonna stay like this. I mean sometimes this one day this thing's just gonna fall through the through the floor because he's gonna play like a 6th-round pick. And obviously that never happened. I just always have that in the back of my mind. And then now I'm with Mac Jones, like he's a rookie. What are the odds he's gonna be good? So I'm just gonna it's always in my head like he's gonna at some point he's gonna stink. And because that's just my life, like I can never have good things, and that's just the way I think. So Mac just every single game I gain more and more confidence in him. I'll never love him. I mean, this is tough to say out front, but I don't think I could ever love him more than I love Brady. But he's fucking on pace to at least fucking come neck and neck. He's a Steve Young to my Joe Montana right now.
This is the speech Tony gives Anne. Every
this
day.
Is, you know that meme.
Like I'm with you, and I'm not. There's no one else but Tom. I mean, what do you want?
This
to
is tell? Literally, you know that meme where like there's a guy snuggling his pillow, and like the angry wife's looking over his shoulder at him, and it's like, I bet he's thinking about other girls, and he's like, he's got a cloud, and it's always like, in Zelda, and like if you go over here, you get the Ocarina of Time. It's always like if she would look at me angry, it'd be like, if Mac Jones just plays a few more good games, we can really get that fucking 2 seed. My mic's here. We're back.
I'm back.
What the fuck just happened? Something just happened with our mics. I don't know if you guys heard any of that. We both heard them cut out.
Just like. Do you talk to your family less during football season?
I talk to everybody less all the time. I don't even know what time. I don't know what time I do talk to anybody anymore.
Like, does football season come around and it's just like there's so much Patriots focus that it's just like. Like, does work start to, like...
No, work slows down to almost a halt. Not even... Almost a ground-stopping halt.
Tony's been telling people about the supply chain problems.
Yeah. I got the lead time. The lead time.
Last 5 years.
One of my favorite things is to talk about the lead time of things. I can't. I got the lead time. The injury report comes out at 4:30. I got to break it down. I got to tweet all fucking day. And what am I supposed to do? Am I going to give you this... price to do something? No. I've got things to do. Dude, you should see. You should see me Super Bowl week. When 2 weeks of Super Bowl hysteria in my head, and the first of all, the winter itself is like slow in my in my work anyway. So I mean, Super Bowl week, every single time they were in the Super Bowl, it was like, okay, I'd wake up Monday morning and I'd just break down. I'd break down film. And I'm fucking in the X's and O's. I'm watching Tom Brady's game from before. I'm watching all the press conferences. And then I'm in deep. I'm way deep into the fucking opponent's depth chart, trying to figure out where we match up. I'm reading every single thing that comes out. I don't know. I do crazy shit. Fucking Madden. What do you call them? When they fucking
I
watch the fucking Madden simulations. How many times though they win Madden simulations?
You know what's like?
You know who's slept on really, really good for this team is Nick Folk.
That guy. I don't sleep on Nick Folk.
He's Mr. Automatic.
He might be the greatest kicker we've ever had.
He just you put him in like 45 and in. He's perfect.
He's never. I don't know. He's old as shit. He's like 38, and he's the best kicker in the league.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know how he was out of the league for fucking. Like 2 years. He was kicking in like the Arena League. And they were like.
Stats before the Patriots were terrible.
I know. He was bad. He was not. I mean, he was a long time pretty decent kicker for like Dallas, the Jets. I mean, he kicked around the league, Tampa.
This is going to sound ridiculous, but like. You think Bill is really good at coaching kickers?
I think Bill is elite at coaching special teams, yes.
Yeah, because like.
Almost better than he does defense.
We never have a bad punter. We haven't had a bad punter for as long as I can remember.
No, he gets punters.
Does anyone have bad punters, though?
Yes. Well, they don't have bad punters, but they have average punters. You know what I mean? Guys that will have bad hang time and, you know, occasionally shank one. Jake Bailey's the best punter in the league, and he was drafted to be that.
I will stand for the Browns punter because I've drank a lot of beer with him.
He's your boy?
Good people.
You drink beer
with
him?
He's my homeboy, yeah.
How do you know?
He went to my school. He's from Scotland. I went to college with him.
What college did you go to?
In Arkansas Pine Bluff. We're homeboys. Like big time friends. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know this.
Don't you get it? Me and Jamie
are pals. He's from Scotland.
How come you didn't come up to, like, why didn't you get tickets from your friend to come to the Cleveland game? And why is there a Scottish punter in the league? He should be golfing.
I was talking to him long before. He's jacked. He's a rugby guy.
Oh.
But why didn't you mention this last week when we were talking about the game against the Browns? Hey, my friend is on the other team.
I reasonably knew Anthony Smith in college, who was the safety that got burned by Tom Brady for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I talked about it every single day for 12 years.
I know Jamie. I watch Jamie do, like, I've seen him smoke pot. I've seen him do a
what?
Lot of stuff. He's a good people.
So wow, breaking news, folks. Hold on. You're going to break news on the pod?
We actually used to share steroids in college.
Oh, the heroin that would go around. I tell you, the guy, he sells cocaine out of the back of his football bag. He's not sure he's going to make any money with the NFL, so he's out there. He's sending fentanyl into the inner cities.
I shouldn't have said that. He's very clean and never done steroids.
Well, I mean, steroids make you a bad person.
The best thing that could ever happen to the pod was
KP outing the punter of the fucking Browns.
Yeah. Local boy gets NFL punter suspended.
What? The Malcolm Go pod outed the punter. He's gonna get drug tested tomorrow. It's gonna be hilarious. Somebody's fucking reviewing this podcast.
Love it. Roger listens. Roger, I made all that up. That was all not true.
We should talk about Duggar. Like I said, I was hot on Duggar from the start. Another guy, I was like, he's in Division II. How good can he be? He plays with these kids that look like they're in Pop Warner. And then he gets to the NFL, and he does the same thing. He's just as good and big, and everyone's like in awe of him.
Huge. Yeah.
Fast as shit. Can hit like a linebacker.
So, fills holes.
He cracked someone this week on the kickoff. Oh, yeah,
He demolished somebody on the kickoff return, which is so good that your starting safety can come in and just obliterate a fucking kick returner. I mean, this team is all in. This has got to be the funnest Patriots team. I mean, probably since the Atlanta team, the team that won in Atlanta, the Marty Bennett team. This is the funnest, most fun I've had watching a Patriots team.
No, they're great. They run, they play, they don't.
It's new, it feels new and exciting and fresh. It's not cumbersome. I don't want to say cumbersome because it was just like, it felt going through the motions for a lot of years.
We have to mention Cam.
How much would you love a Daron Hammond on this team?
Who's on the Falcons, by the way?
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I loved him.
Daron?
Just would come in at the end of every game and just make the winning play. And like, oh, yeah. He got a guy off the bench.
He got a lot of money to go like be a leader in fucking Detroit. And then obviously Patricia got fired, so like they just cut him, and then he went to Atlanta. It would have been nice to see him come back here, but Duggar was already here, and fucking Adrian Phillips, they're all better than him.
Miles Bryant, but none of them like a deep safety. Who plays deep safety with...
But is Daron Harmon really a deep safety, or does he just go deep?
He just floats.
He's a strictly, he's a free safety.
Like, yeah, but he didn't have speed, though. He was like a, he was good, but like, I mean, he was.
Yeah, he played when you
I think he played exactly to his coaching, is what I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think he's going to be very good safety. I don't think he's going to be very good in Atlanta. You know
no,
what I mean?
Because they're going to expect him to play like McCourty plays, and he's obviously not that. He's
and
like
I don't remember him making a play in Detroit. If he did, he might have.
He just played third down here. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's fine. I like him. He was a good player. Did he win 3 Super Bowls here? I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe two, at least 2.
He's no Miles Bryant, though.
I'll tell
That's
you what.
Who replaced
He's him. Next up, by the way.
Yeah.
Miles Bryant next up. The next undrafted stud corner.
And he just makes plays.
Kid tackles like a fucking hammer. And he's a great, you know what he's great at? Is just wrapping up, tackling hard. And he's covering. He's tight in coverage. He can play safety. He can play. He's like a Jalen Mills hybrid.
That's you know what mean? The one thing JC's also done, too, his whole career is like, JC Jackson came in and was like just hitting people from the start at corner. Yeah.
That's
like
how you make the team.
Big, physical, and like tackling. Like they love that.
That's how they got. That's how fucking Malcolm Butler made the team.
Yeah.
Just tackling and fucking making plays in preseason. Yeah. Same way JC Jackson did it. I mean,
wasn't really Malcolm Butler working at Popeyes or something like that?
Yeah, in college, I think. And then I think he got and then he got a scholarship to play at West Alabama. And then he didn't even get signed by the Patriots. He was in on a tryout. Do you know that? He wasn't signed. You know, like sometimes you sign people to undrafted. Yeah. And he came on a tryout for like a week and they ended up signing him after he practiced for like a week. Then he blows up in preseason, makes the starting roster, and fucking, you know, makes the That's going to be a movie. By the way, fuck this Kurt Warner movie. Malcolm Butler needs a movie.
I don't know.
Did you watch the Brady thing at all?
No, I'm going to binge it. I mean, it's not a story. It's already, I already know it. Like, the first episode, I mean, probably till, I'm going to say at least, I think every episode is supposed to be a Super Bowl run, right?
So let's go back to the, Tony just had this whole thing about a movie and all this thing. And my only response to his like big pitch to the Malcolm Butler movie was,
I don't know.
this is
all right,
so
executive.
Bad. It was like, I
give
said
me a little
anything.
Thing back.
I like panicked in my head, and I was like, because instantly what I thought of was them was like the old O&A bit with Patrice when they were making fun of what's his name Tyrese for the catch.
Oh, Tyree,
you know, like Tyree,
yeah.
And he came. He wrote a book, and they came in.
Yeah,
and they were just like, you wrote a book about one play. Like, how do you fill a book up? Like, and that's.
I always say that about like Sully Sullenberger and shit like that. And I was like, why is this book? Why is there a movie about this? It was like 8 seconds. Although fucking KP is a big fucking pilot now, so maybe he got more respect for him. But I'm just like, all right with this guy. Like, they pumped that guy up for like 2 years.
He genuinely could have killed everyone.
He could. No. No one would have blamed him. I don't know. Is that his fault? The geese flew into his engine?
No, it's not that.
Where the fuck did he just go? What, did he walk down the hall?
If he would have crash landed,
he comes back to the shotgun.
Yeah,
say nothing about a pilot.
I'll shoot you through this camera. Yeah.
He would have crash landed into the city and killed everyone. So,
oh yeah, well that's one thing. I mean, but all right, great. You didn't crash it. You landed in water. I respect it. But I mean, is it a fucking two? Is there a movie? Is that a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
They make a movie about fucking anything. Mark Wahlberg will star in anything.
Yeah,
he'll be
really
the star
will.
Of fucking he's whatever. Such, there's anyone, no way that movie was good. I didn't watch it because I was like, why? It's 13 seconds. Why?
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Hanks, they pay probably Tom Hanks $50 million. And he's like, ah, fuck it. Let's just do it. And you I heard they played like the same scene just over and over again. Basically.
Yeah, but no, what was good was the movie Flight with Denzel, where he was
shit-faced.
He was doing coke the whole time, banging the stewardess. Like, if they somehow made
that's probably
that
the real
Sully
story,
movie,
by the way. That's probably the real Sully Sullenberger story.
Yeah.
And they just made Denzel do it because he was black. So they were like, yeah, make him the bad pilot.
Yeah. And he flipped the plane upside down and then again just so he could land it so it could slow down.
Ah, sweet.
Yeah, Flight is awesome. Denzel's perfect.
Yeah.
Such a way better movie than the Sully movie. We know what happened in that.
Yeah.
I agree that the ending was like, the whole thing was just about him being a pedophile.
He changed it.
Yeah, but is he really a good man? They just show him.
Wow, he saved all those people in the Hudson, but look at him diddling this goat.
Imagine you hit the water, though, in the Hudson. It's that cold.
They hit it. They sat on the wings. Fucking fat people scurried out. They didn't get to go to Disney World. They scurried out onto the wing with their fucking luggage. That's what I love about people is they're still fucking scumbags. Fucking pieces of shit. Everyone at heart is just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, they can't leave. They had to be the first one out. Like, you know when you land in an airplane, everyone stands up to get their shit? It's still the same thing. You're landing in the river. These people are like, let's get on the fucking wing already. I got to get off the fucking plane. They're grabbing their shit from the overhead. People are passing you.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, you definitely know, like, if I was getting out of that plane, like, I'd look back and see my phone on the chair and be like, I gotta grab that.
Like, give it.
What if we're just fine? Like, I don't want to just. I have to go to the Apple store. Like,
it's gonna get wet.
You instantly just started thinking about your wife as a hassle.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Soon, like 20 seconds ago, you were praying you weren't gonna die, or you're praying to fucking God that like you get to go to heaven, and now you just hate the person in front of you because they got up early. And the fucking stewardess is on the mic. Everyone remain calm. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Let me get on the wing so I can go home and get the next flight to Disney World.
We might be out there for a while. Can you give me an orange juice?
Anything. I know peanuts aren't allowed here. I know they're not allowed on the plane anymore. Can you find some? I'm fucking starving. Wait, you
those fucking cookies they give you.
I'd be pissed at Sully.
The greatest things I've ever sold. The cookies on airplanes?
That shit was probably Spirit Airlines, too. Probably fights in the fucking aisle.
That's like the Louis C.K. bit where he's like, you know how much of an asshole you are when you know how quickly after 9/11 you jerked off? He's like, I jerked off in between when the Towers. First plane hit and the second plane hit.
And I was in New York. Now it's fucked up. I saw something the other day that I completely blacked out in my head. But like, so there was 9/11, and then 2 months later in November, another plane crashed out of New York into Queens, just like fucked up in takeoff and crashed into like a neighborhood in Queens.
And but the buildings weren't covered with fermite.
It burnt down the neighborhood, didn't it?
Yeah, but I completely forgot that happened. And I was like, that was like I mean, how often are plane crashes that like you just had like the biggest terrorist attack ever and then a plane just fucking pulls on, fucking lays down Main Street? I don't even remember that, even the slightest bit. I remember that.
I have nothing on. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, whatever. I just thought about it just now in my head.
Just
This was very off topic pod. It was a good pod, but it was very off topic.
We have fun.
Well, the Patriots got on a plane today and they went to Atlanta.
They did go. What a segue! They went down to Atlanta. They're definitely bopping at down somewhere tonight. Atlanta is definitely bumping with the Patriots in town. I'll tell you what. They're going to fill the Georgia Dome, wherever the fuck they play now. And it's going to be
Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, you think it's going to be a Patriots crowd? Probably not. Atlanta gets good home crowds, I think.
No, it's going to be a massive Patriots crowd, 100%.
I don't think of Atlanta as a pro sports city. They just won the World Series, and I don't know that they did.
They love the Braves, man. They love the Braves.
I saw their parade, and the guy was driving like he was Keanu Reeves in Speed. They were, the Braves parade bus was driving 35 miles an hour down downtown Atlanta.
At least, but he had to go. He had to go from one the new stadium's on the opposite side of the city, and he had to get there. They were late.
So the people that stood out there for 12 hours didn't get to see the Braves. The guy fucking drives 50 miles an hour. Those guys just aren't pros at professional championship parades. We're pros at it.
I also think it might be a very pro David Andrews crowd. His whole family might be in the stands. All of them.
I'm a big David Andrews fucking guy myself. What a stud.
Does anything make you nervous about this game?
No.
I would say in years past, this would be a classic trap game. But I just think the Patriots are playing so good right now, and Atlanta stinks. Their best player was Calvin Ridley, and he just, like, called out sick.
That helps.
He quit. No, he didn't call out sick. He quit.
But did he legit quit forever, or he just quit for a little while?
He literally said, I don't want to play anymore. That was I need mental health break, which more power to him, but...
Mental health break, right, but that's just a break.
And Cordarrelle Patterson's not playing.
Well, yeah, they say he's in. They're playing that up. Which, by the way, if you have to worry about Cordarrelle Patterson being like the player that changes the game for you, I mean, I don't think you really have to worry all that much. I mean, he's great and he was good on the Patriots, but and other teams. But like, if he's your number one guy, like your Swiss Army knife that just does everything for you.
Yeah, it just sucks because Matt Ryan can like be good once every seven games.
Yeah, but
he is good, but like he doesn't have
this defense.
But he doesn't have the weapons to do it right now.
Yeah, you just have to hope that this isn't one. Like he could easily throw for 120 yards and two picks and be like, "All right, thank God we played against Matt Ryan."
Yeah.
Or like Eli was like the same way, and then all of a sudden he'd throw for like 400 yards. You'd be like, "What just happened?"
Yeah, but Eli would have a Mario Manningham or Atlanta, not Mario Manningham. He'd have like a who's the other guy?
I mean, Pitts.
Knicks.
Pitts is a freak.
Okay. All right. So he's got Pitts. And then
I'm also
literally nobody else.
Bill's hyping him up, so that means he's just going to lock that man.
No,
down.
Pitts is going to get J.C. Jackson and probably somebody else, too. And then the wide receivers are going to get fucking manned up. They're like number two receivers. Tajay Sharp went to UMass.
He stinks.
Went to fucking UMass. I'll go out there. I'll fucking cover him and bump and run all day. I'll bump and run him tomorrow. Call me up, coach.
And him and Judon and Barmore are just going to live in the backfield. They block.
Yeah, I couldn't. I usually know most play. You know, a lot of players on teams. Off the top of my head, I could name Matt Ryan, Daron Harmon, and Cordero Patterson. Those are the only three guys I could name. And Pitts. Who?
Mike Davis is the running back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
two names I've never heard. Whatever. Like, who is that guy? Grady Jarrett's pretty good, but who else? There's nobody else. Mac Jones is going to throw for 400.
Usually, I don't know, one or two people on their, like, offensive line. I don't know.
Who was their first-round pick this year? Oh, it was Pitts. But then, I don't know. Anyway, Calvin Ridley's out, so they have no wide receiver depth or talent besides Pitts. Cover Pitts and win the game. It's basically the Houston game.
Yeah.
Basically the Houston game.
They just lost by 40, didn't they?
They lost 43-3 to Dallas at home.
Yeah,
I think at home. Yeah, but they also beat New Orleans 2 weeks ago, so who the fuck knows?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is so weird. This NFL season's been so weird. Like, the Jets beat the Titans, the Bengals beat the Ravens, and the Browns beat the Bengals, and now the Patriots dominated the fucking Browns. I mean, the Patriots beat the Chargers. Chargers beat the Chiefs. I mean,
by the way, Judon might have ended Baker Mayfield's career. Like that guy.
I don't know. I didn't even see him get hurt, and I was like, who's number five? Like,
he got killed a few times.
I know he got hit, but I didn't see him like hobble off the field or anything. Yeah, I went to take a piss. I was like, who's this guy? I just thought they took him out because they were getting blown out.
He took a one bad hit where it looked like he wasn't going to play again, and he sat out one play and came back in, and then he took another one, and they're like, well, this game's over.
Yeah,
so
that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Can we talk about N'Keal Harry's great over-the-shoulder catch and why he should get more chances?
Can we talk about Jacoby Myers' touchdown first?
Yeah, that was electric. The fucking celebration. Like I said, this is the most fun
that
team.
That was cool. Everyone was in the end zone.
Fucking, I was surprised Belichick wasn't in there. Yeah. The whole fucking stadium. I was ready to come down from 204. It was right in front of me. I was ready to come down from 204 and get in the middle of that.
Did anyone leave early?
No, fuck it. It's a celebration at every Patriots game right now. I'm telling you, it's fucking packed to the gills. Everyone's having the time of their lives, screaming, standing on D. It's a whole different atmosphere.
Yeah, it does feel like it. Significant amount of women left? Like
no, they've all left. It's all men, 100%. We're going to get yelled at again by that one person.
Who yelled at us?
I don't know. I think it was probably... Like I think it might have been your mother.
You guys like, oh, we're getting heat on Twitter. I'm like,
it was by one random guy with zero followers, and I think he was following zero people. It was obviously somebody that like we probably know, and like
couldn't believe.
And he made up an account just that minute and was like, I gotta send this tweet because this is really irking me.
This is bothering
whoever
me.
Was
and he said it was. He yelled that he was mad at me, and I was like, I didn't say it. It was Tyler that he was a fresh boy.
I mean, it's still a reasonable thing. I stand by every word of it.
Nah, don't ever go back on your words.
No.
Not on this pod.
That's for sure.
No.
You said it. You have to stand by it at that point.
Oh, what a pod. This was a good one.
What do we have? What are we thinking?
Yeah, what are we thinking? Let's see. Tomorrow is Thursday, and Patriots, I think, are going to go away with it. I think they're playing so hot right now. Not peaking early. Still haven't hit our peak yet because they're going to get N'Keal Harry in the end zone again this week. And I say again only because I keep saying he's going to get in the end zone. But this is not.
I mean, you keep saying again. I should have bet you three jerseys.
You'd be up to three jerseys right now if we did three games because we're on to game 10 now. So anyway, I say N'Keal Harry gets in the end zone because they saw him blocking last week. Time to get him involved. and they're going to win 31-10.
Ooh.
Going away. And also, both Ramondre and Damian Harris go for 80-plus running.
Oof.
Those are my three takes. 31-10, 80-plus for both running backs. N'Keal Harry gets a touchdown.
I have 25-22. I just feel like it's going to be like a weird kind of
Thursday night game.
No one's going to feel comfortable, and then right at the end, the Pats
win it.
Win.
Okay.
I don't know how it went.
I don't like that.
I think it's going to be tight. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's just going to be sloppy.
All right. Yeah, well, Thursday nights are often sloppy. Yeah. I think because Mac Jones is never sloppy.
But I think it's hard to be sloppy when you just run the ball. That's all the Patriots will do. So, per usual, I have the Patriots in blowout fashion. It's gonna be 38-7.
38-7. Wow, only giving up 7 in Atlanta.
Yeah,
38 is such a low. I just never look at them. I'm like, these teams can't score that many points. And then they like 3 out of the 4 weeks they've scored so many points.
Well, here's my thing: like they just run the ball. We're just gonna run the ball down their throat the whole game. But my take is Judon has 3 sacks.
Also, early in the year, they just weren't finishing any drive. Now they finish all of their drives.
Yeah, Hunter Henry has just become the go-to touchdown maker.
Yeah, I was about to say, my other take would just be a 100% bet Hunter Henry will have a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even a bet anymore. That's like minus money. That's like minus 120. That's an easy bet. Well,
he and Mac's girlfriend / fiance / wife are pals.
Are they?
And that's huge for morale. SEC girls. Max
girlfriend and Hunter Henry's wife.
Oh, I thought you guys were just saying that Max's girlfriend is friends with Judon. I'm like, well,
this is taking a turn.
wait, what?
Mac, get control of the locker room.
Some of the videos Tyler watches.
Blacked.com. All right, until next week, it's Go Pats. Go Station.
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted to Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
Stepping. Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the league.
Hey.
Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're a
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you.